Oh. We see you, Mike. Get them some house lights up. Yes.
Linda, no one said sit down, honey. Don't go down. She's a friend of yours.
She likes the
not anymore. So we're out. Is that always the shop?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. She loves to give dirty Santa gifts?
Yes.
See, listen, Linda, when you come to one of these shows and you act like you don't want to be here, we give you reason to not want to be here. So from now on, when everybody asks you where you were tonight, you need to tell them that you came to your very favorite concert ever. Now, you, how long have you and, well, whatever his name is, I don't believe it anymore. 21 years. You from Greece, brother? I'm sorry? You know what? I'm not even. Where's she from? Greensboro. Lynn, you have lied to me twice. Linda, I was going to sing this song to you two. But you lost it now. You have lost all your chance. What's your name, sir, right here in front? Robert, who are you with? Your wife, Diana. Now, you didn't have to get dragged here, did you? And Robert, your real name, isn't it? Yes. We sing this song for you guys.
You tie the house.
believe her. I don't think that was one of the questions. Okay, great. Well, we're going to find out in the mind, too. We're going to agree to learn a word today. Okay? You know what? If one of you is squeaking somewhere, pizzicato and crescendo and con Lisa and karaoke. They're just too complicated. I have a hard enough time with English, much less fancy Italian words. So every night we do a word of the night, and we get the enlist the orchestra's help to teach us a fancy Italian musical term. And tonight is no different than that. So tonight's word is, come on, bring it out for us, Jamie.
Basically, it means to put your finger lightly over the string, and it kind of gives you a flute-like sound. This is the normal sound that you play on our instruments.
Now, is anybody going to guess it? Somebody not sure you were.
Yeah.
And now the green person, you know, she's going to demonstrate
flangiolet.
Yeah.
ladies. How many of them?
I guess I have seen
it. Right about them. There it is. Now it lights here.
Oh, they should.
And my mom's here, and my younger brother, our younger brother, is celebrating his 21st expedition. His 21st birthday on the 19th this month, just a few days ago, which is the first time that he has not been witness for his birthday or for Christmas, because he's currently a Marine serving in Iraq. Very close to what I imagine his grown-up Christmas list would be. So this is my grown-up Christmas list.
Oh.
above on your Christmas list, some that have been written more recently have become classics to me because they've been done so much and done so many times, and they're typically some of my favorite Christmas songs or songs like that, when they're, you know, and the newest songs. When I grew up on different Christmas music, we all did. I grew up on music in church. Please stand and turn to page 342 as we all sing Joy to the World. Joy to the World! You know there was somebody in the church who sounded like that. The Lord is come. Always. Just that one person, just this much more deep. And if you don't think there was somebody in your church, it was probably you. In church was a song called Come From Emmanuel, and probably one of the reasons that it stuck out to me a little bit more was because it was a little different, and it didn't sound like those Christmas carols. We like doing the Christmas show because the music's very hopeful and it's positive, and Come From Emmanuel typically is a little bit darker. It sounded like this in your church hymnal.
Oh, come.
in the triad area, you can have boost you, just my fault. Play a really big role in the community, in a lot of communities here. We were in Charlotte last night, an amazing symphony orchestra in Charlotte, the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra. Here in Greensboro, you've got these guys in Raleigh, the North Carolina Symphony is there in a lot of the state. We're really lucky in the state that arts are a big part of our lives, and it's groups like this that make it like that. And so if you live in the area, I highly encourage you to come out and support this group. They're very good, as you can hear, and nice people too. And I, when's your next show? New Year's Eve, right here. So if you're around, you don't have plans for New Year's Eve, what do you do on New Year's Eve? That's what I ask. Just asking. I think that most people who are in this business started out in community arts programs in some way. I know I did, Allison, Gregory. Most people who do what I do have at some point been in some kind of community theater program or community arts program, and that's the bad way, not Britney Spears. But most people have, or Kelly River. So you're very lucky if you live in the Triad that you have a group like this. So come out and support them. Please give them a round of applause for them. To have the opportunity to play with some great groups. But this show doesn't happen, on its own with just the people you see on stage. Jesse and I are out here every single night, but there are people who are behind the scenes and do a lot of work every single night. It's the last night of the show. I'm sure they're hiding from me somehow. Where is Mary, Brennan? Where's Mary? Jerome, drag her out here. Here she comes. Come on, Mary, now. Don't be shy. This show goes from city to, we've been just in 18 cities, but every time I do a tour, we go to many, many, many cities. Place to place, on the bus, the hotels, making sure that what happens on stage, to the account. Every little detail of this show happens through this brain right here, and through these hands. And I pick on them way too much. Well, maybe not too much. It's still fun. But this show would not happen if it weren't for this lady right here, Mary Brennan. Give her a round of applause. Unfortunately, Mary was not allowed to get into my dressing room today. Security stopped her. Would not allow her anywhere. We also have other people who I call the J crew because of Jesse and Jamie. Where's Jamie? Why are you guys hiding back there? You know you were coming out here tonight. Is Jennifer ready? Is Jerome ready? Is Jamie? Okay, good. Jamie, come out here. Jamie, make sure that I don't look quite as ugly every single night. And she so talentfully. Is that a word? Yeah. Talently? I don't think so. Talent's a noun. You can't turn it into a noun, can you? I don't think you can turn it into a noun. Whatever. She's real good. And off the stage every night, and she's my cousin too, so we like her a lot. And Jamie. Is James back there? Is James back there? Oh, James is out in front of the house. I don't know if you'll be able to see her, but James, obviously, many people know James Foster Lee. Foster, she is, James Foster is out here in front of the house. She not only is the executive producer of the album that just came out, but she is our expert consultant and make sure that, things are just tip-top. James is out there. She's part of the J crew. Jennifer, where's Jennifer? Hello? Jennifer. Because we didn't expect this at all. Jennifer, come on out here. Come on, run. Jennifer's the quick one. Give Jennifer a round of applause. Now, this lady right here. She's not she literally wakes me up every morning. So you probably are pretty pissed at her, aren't you? She literally wakes me up, makes sure I eat and does everything. She runs my life and makes sure that I don't completely screw everything up. So if it worked for her, and it's a tough job, she's taught me. Jennifer, give her a round of applause.
Disease, access to clean water, they are there first.
They're the first ones on the ground, and it's just phenomenal the amount of great work they did. They do. If you want to find out more about UNICEF, you can go to www.unicef.usa. No, not dot. Just leave out the dot, please. www.unicefusa.org. If those two are not organizations that tickle your fancy, that's fine. There are many organizations in our area, many organizations in our state, in the region, in the country, the world, that do so much, so good in so many different areas. It might be an arts organization, a literacy organization, anything that you might be able to do, whether it be in a volunteer capacity or financial capacity, to help out and make our community better. I encourage you to do that this year around the holiday season. Because typically during the holiday season, we do think about that. We think about caring about other people and loving other people and get excited about hugging everybody and giving our presents and telling people how much we care about them. But then December 26th comes along, and what happens? We kind of forget. The holiday season rushes out the door, and we forget about that feeling. So we close the show every year with this song, and it's a challenge to you not to let that Christmas spirit and that goodwill and good cheer go away just because the holidays go away. So give somebody a hug right now. And so
this world.